MMA.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me? Oh.
Yep.
Hi, is it Aaron?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Aaron, it's Billy. I've got Teresa Sinclair on the line for your welcome call.
Oh, yeah, perfect. I was actually finished looking at her profile. Yeah, I was, yeah.
Got her on the line right now. Perfect.
No, we send it over. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, is it Billy?
Hi.
Hi, Teresa, you okay?
I'm saying, I thought you said that I'm Billy.
No, sorry, Billy was me colleague, I do apologise.
Alright.
So yeah, Teresa, my name is Aaron, and I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. And what my job here is to do is to paint a nice pretty picture of yourself, of your time in care, but also you post care as well. So this phone call is going to take roughly around 10 minutes. Is that okay with yourself?
That's fine,
Okay, perfect. Just before I do go ahead though, Teresa, can you just confirm your address for me, please?
It's 90A Main Street, Lennoxtown.
90A. Okay. Because we have you down here as 90. So I shall just change that quickly for you now.
Oh, 90A, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That is okay. I shall do that at the end. Main Street. Okay, Teresa. So what I'm going to do during this call is I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And that's all part of basically the case that, or sort of the evidence that I'm going to gather for yourself. As I said, so I can gather as much evidence and as accurate as possible, to give us the best outcome for yourself, the best that we can. Okay, so obviously I do apologise for some of these questions I do have to ask in advance. But obviously a little bit about yourself, Teresa. Do you have any, kind of like known mental health issues, anything like that, that obviously does affect you on a day-to-day basis?
I don't know if I ever know. I know my mum is schizophrenia, but, and my sister's bipolar and that, but my twin, he was manic depressant. I don't know if I had any, they never really helped me if I had any, I just don't know.
Okay. But have you not been diagnosed by a doctor or anything?
No. Well, what's the name of it?
Like, have you been to the doctor and spoke about anything?
I've been to the doctor's, psychological problems,
Yeah, so have they diagnosed you or give you any kind of, like, medication to help you?
No, I diagnosed me with psychological problems,
Okay, but...
I'm on antidepressants and that, yes.
Okay, has the doctor not said exactly like what psychological problems he's going to diagnose you with? Are you aware if you've got or suffer with depression, anxiety, any PTSD?
Oh yes, depression, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I suffer from depression,
Okay, just bear with me 1 second. So you've been diagnosed with depression. Do you ever been diagnosed with PTSD? Or as you said, obviously you've got like, you know, schizophrenia in the family, you know, bipolar, anything like that? The more evidence I can build, just see, that's all.
There's no real case. To me, the all you did was psychological problems.
Yeah.
But I'm on antidepressants, I have been for a long time. I was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
I've not drank for 10 years, so my head was scrambled, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean? So that, there was something wrong with me, but I don't know what the right for put me doing is.
Yeah, I know, I understand.
You know what I mean?
You've kind of answered kind of my next question, though. So obviously, yeah, the alcohol abuse has been stopped for 10 years, did you say?
Yes, yes. Because they put me in jail.
for
one night, and I didn't like it. I didn't like that, so...
Yeah. What was that, like a couple of months?
That's what stopped me from drinking, because I didn't want to get in jail.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. That's obviously understandable. Do you or have you depended on any recreational drugs or anything in the past or present?
No.
No, okay.
It was just the alcohol that was just the problem there.
Yeah, okay. And how long was you dependent on the alcohol for, Teresa?
About 20 years. See, I came out to the home, I actually was drinking after I left the home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, and you said obviously you're on antidepressants as well, yeah?
Yes.
And how long have you been on antidepressants for?
For about 20 years.
Yeah. And one question that I do, don't really like asking anybody, to be honest, is, but have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life, Teresa?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And when you did attempt to do so, was it just a one attempt or was it more than one?
More than one. I think it was, I don't know if it was through the drink or just a thing that happened in my life. Do you know what I mean? There was a lot more went on in my life just through parts of the homes. I was abused by one of my uncles as well.
Yeah.
My mum's brother, as I say, she was bipolar, she was schizophrenia, and she says, just take her, I can't control her, and that's how I get put into the home. That's all I can remember, saying that.
Yeah.
And my dad saying, he would have made sure I went to school and that, but I think what the mother said then was, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because my twin brother, he got put in a Belfield, but he died when he was 30, he was in a few homes, but I don't think he had a bad time.
Yeah.
And the homes, do you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I know you're going to hear, so... Do you know what I mean? But I've been lost without him, but... It's just like yesterday, but he's already 30 odd years.
Yeah, no, I can imagine so, yeah. It's not nice to lose a family member, I understand that.
No. Well, I'm actually with blood, so my family, I've got one sister left now.
Yeah.
And that's, she's got bipolar, right enough. But I used to go to the doctor and say, I promise me you'll not put my way and all that. I'd say to him, the doctor, and he's like, I'll not put your way. He says, obviously, if you take my medication and that, I would be all right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I didn't want to go into any homes because I had to, when my mum was in jail, I had to take her into, but she had to go voluntary. And I didn't like it. Didn't like him to take my mum to that either. I was there, we take my dad, but you know what I mean? But that was another. I think I was only about 17 or something like that. But I mean, good, you know what I mean? It was just, she needed help. And she wanted to get involuntary as well. So, it was just an involuntary. They were asking me questions and I said, oh, I had no mate, give me a minute, my ma. I said, no, wait a minute, you're asking too many questions. I said, I'm not working at home. I was panicking because I thought, oh, hang on, I was scared to do the wrong thing in case you wanted to put me in, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Aye.
So when you was having them thoughts of taking your own life, or when you did maybe try, was you hospitalised in any way?
I was in the hospital a couple of times. The first time was me and my twin. He was lying in my dad's bed and it was down the stairs and I said, oh, there's my daddy's tablets are there. And he said, oh, just take them. So I did.
But
I don't know why I took them. I was just, because they came in the next day and to get me in the hospital. He said, if I tell you to jump the river, did you do that? I said, aye. Probably. Do you know what I mean? Because he was devastated because I took him, do you know what I mean?
Of course,
He died a year later after my dad. And because the clothes came and I shaved my hair off and that. It was obviously, that must have been mental health. Statues of HUD. Obviously, because I shaved my hair off and all that. And so the police came looking for my brother and asked if I don't know what I'm and I get took to Berlin.
Wow, so what was that hospital called that you just said then, sorry?
Eh?
Did
I went to the hospital, it was a jail I get took to.
Oh, it was a jail, sorry. Ah, okay,
great. It was because my name was Robert Sinclair, my brother's name.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So...
So when you obviously did have these attempts, can you remember what hospital you went to?
Oh, I went to, which was Stop Hill at the time, I think it would be, that's shut down now, Stop Hill. That's the hospital I would go to, but I think years ago, I took a bottle of whiskey with my friends, but I thought they were drinking it with me, but they were going to put me into a mental place then, but the luck, the lady that was working that night was my next door neighbour.
Yeah.
And she says, oh, I'll phone her mum and dad and they'll come up and get her, do you know what I mean? She says she didn't want me again. I don't know where they were going to put me, do you know what I mean? But that was the very first time, what obviously I just had too much strength. That's when I was young as well. I think that was right. It was obviously before I went into the home. So my mum was like, she's trying to control me, obviously.
Yeah.
Especially with her being, no, well, I can understand it now, but at the time, I hated them for years. And my sister, because they grabbed me, I'd run away from one of the homes and the two of them grabbed me. And I'm actually in the police station. It's a house now. Where they brought me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I just did that place. I said, I am the best place to post it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know it sounds funny now, but at the time, obviously.
Yeah, I
just hated them because they've done that to me and sent me back, you know, because that was... I thought I had to go back to this home and I didn't want to go back to that one because one of the lasses to top me with toast and I thought of that. She was supposed to be the top dog, right? So I was like, I said, well, you from the toast to me, I'm not your back.
Yeah.
So I thought of that with the toast, I was scared. Do you know what I mean? I just managed to get myself by in me and her, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. So, Teresa, what do you know the name of your GP or anything like that? Like your doctor's name?
Dr. Wilson.
She's Dr. Wilson. His clients.
It used to be Dr. Henderson, but he's not there any longer. It's Dr. Wilson now.
Yeah. And what's the GP practice's name?
Main Street, Lennox Town.
Main Street. And you said Lennox Town?
I don't know if they call it the Hump. Maybe they call it the Hump in Lennox Town.
Yeah, I shall have a look for you. Bear with me. I'll be able to find it. I'm going to guess about 10 seconds and I'll be able to find it. Let's have a look. So I've got NHS board, Police of Glasgow and Clyde. GP on.
It's just up the road from it. I don't, so it's in Main Street.
Yeah, I've got Lennox Town Medical Practice.
Oh, that'll be it then.
Yeah, and you know what, you are half right as well. The Lennox Town Hub is part of the address, but that's not what it's called.
Right.
So you were nearly there. Thank you for your clues. I do appreciate that.
All right.
Okay, so I just get that note from your file, because that will come in handy when obviously I've come to pull your medical records.
Right.
For your case. So it's always good to know.
God knows that I've never actually asked to look at my medical records. I don't know about this one, they'll keep me doing this. Because the doctor, I was Irish at the doctor, because I'd seen somebody get killed and all.
Yeah.
That was 16 years ago, so I don't know if I had that, what do you call it, PDF or something like that. I think I'd die, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So they always like keep an eye on me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because my partner at the time, he gets out on the road, and he was on my horn, so I was there. Do you know what I mean? The boy was doing 72 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But they wanted me to go and see a psychiatrist and that, but I didn't want to go and see a psychiatrist because I was too scared in case they was taken away and at home.
Yeah, no, I understand that. It is always good to go and talk to someone, though. It is always good to go and talk to a psychiatrist, because they are there to help
them
understand.
I spoke to my psychiatrist years ago, and they told me, I went away back to I was 5 years old, and they say that they couldn't see me again because the shutters would come down and I wouldn't know I had children and all that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I must have been... I don't know what they had me doing this then, but I did see a psychiatrist years ago, and then I didn't want to go back to, they asked me to go and see a psychiatrist to get money for him that passing, but I said no, it doesn't matter, I'm no one any money for somebody dying, you know what I mean, I didn't want any money at the time, so I've sort of coped it myself, you know what I mean. Because I didn't want money for somebody dying, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'd probably just drank myself to death anyway, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been registered at this medical practice group then?
Oh, I was a baby.
Since you're a baby, okay, that's fair enough. So would you say since birth or?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
I've always been in Glenwick Town.
That's always good to know.
And I was actually born here as well. It used to be the Lennox Castle, but it's now the, what do you call it, Celtic Park now.
Ah, yeah, I get you.
Aye. In fact, that used to be a mental hospital years ago as well, but there was the maternity ward was in it as well. Because that's where my mum had us.
Ah, really, was it?
Aye.
Wow. Well, Teresa, when we come to gather all your records and stuff together, would you like us to share this with you? Obviously, and we can go through these records with yourself. Obviously, just
I'm a great question over there. Let them give me dinners and let them see them.
Yeah, no, of course, obviously, because it can also bring up, you know, memories.
As long as he's not putting away, I'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can see what has, you know, been put on your medical records, but it might also bring up further information that you'd like to share with us, you know, that you might have forgotten when, obviously, you know, giving your statement to us. So, yeah, of course, I'll make a note of that now for you.
Because I think something happened when I was younger, and the doctor said, when I was pregnant, I wouldn't let him feel my belly and all that. I said, no, I'm not lifting my tap up and all that. All these things would have affected me when I was younger, do you know what I mean? The way I was. And he says, something's happened to you, but it just couldn't, I wouldn't talk about it, if you know what I mean? But then eventually, I did tell him. And he says, I knew something, what had happened to you, because of the way I was with him, do you know what I mean? But I like that doctor, I just wouldn't take any deals for him, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
So one of the nurses, she's walking in the doctor's van, and I says, I was going to ask my kids, do you know what I mean? I said, you can't do it, I'm not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
When the doctor comes through, he says, no, like, she shouldn't have done that to you. Because I think I had to get some examination or something like that, and I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I said, he'll know, you know what I mean? I said, it ended up, it was enough that he'd done it, but I can remember them, but at the time, obviously, when I was young, and I didn't know what was going on, and I didn't know a lot of things, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you start talking about things, your head, my head just starts going wonky, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand.
Things can come back to you, what have I got about that, do you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't thinking. But the last time the woman was speaking to me, my daughter was in, and she was sitting there looking, because she says, Mum, I just know that you would feel that. Yeah, what did you want me to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said that I had to survive, obviously. Do you know what I mean? I said it was my way of coping with things.
Yeah. Of course, we all start to do our own little thing to our own coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Aye.
Well, Teresa, just before, obviously, we do end this phone call today, I do just need to reiterate to you the Red Dress Scotland application yourself. You do always have three options when proceeding with this application. Then three options are, obviously, you know, you can do this application without a solicitor or a lawyer of some sort. You know, by doing it yourself, you know, you gather your own evidence, do your own paperwork and send it off for your own kind of compensation. But your second option.
No, whichever, if you do that, that would be fine.
Yeah, no, of course, obviously. I just do have to be detailed to yourself, just so you do understand.
That's fine. If you do all that, and I would like to know where they're going.
Of course, I understand that. You don't have to be nervous. That's what we're here for. We want to be able to give you the compensation that you need, that you fully deserve, to be honest. For what you've been through. But yeah, obviously your second option is, obviously, you don't have to go with ourselves. You can go with a government-funded law firm, which basically down that route the law firm do receive £2,000 per case, and whether you win or lose, they still receive them funds, and that's obviously then owing the Scottish Government money, which obviously that's what we don't want to do. So with ourselves, obviously we are a private law firm, so we have our own fees, which is basically it, you know, and you probably might have seen this in the contract that you signed. We don't take more than 20%. That's capped. So it doesn't matter what kind of compensation that you do get, we'll never take more than what we've agreed upon. So we take a small percentage of 16%. Plus VAT, so as I said, that's not more than 20%. I think it's about 19.2%. So obviously, if you are happy for us to handle your case, today,
I'm happy with you guys. But it is the same as that woman, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So that was my.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's my colleague. She's in another office, and obviously she deals with people, getting people on board into our law firm.
I felt comfortable with her, and I seem to feel comfortable with you. I know I'm laughing sometimes because it's just things that's coming into my ears, and I'm going, oh my God, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Right, no, I get I'm glad that you're fine, happy.
I'm happy with you to do that, aye, that is clever.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you and
you make me feel all right, do you know what I mean? I'm feeling, you know, comfortable with you, I think.
Yeah. Well, what we want to do for you, Teresa, is, the minimal thing that we want to do for you is get you an apology for what you've gone through and how you've been handled in the past. And obviously, what we want to try and fight for is some sort of financial compensation for yourself as fully what you deserve. So obviously by me getting as much evidence and legal authority from yourself as well, by getting all that information, we can then start the ball rolling for yourself. And what happens is this all goes to an independent panel, which they'll set a date at a later date and discuss your case. So obviously if...
Danny, is it good yet?
No, you certainly don't. That's what I was just, it's all done behind closed doors. You don't have to attend anything or anything like that.
That's all right.
It's all done behind closed doors, and then obviously.
No, because I was the laugh. Going, she's laughing. You know what I mean?
We don't know if you're still laughing or whatever.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I understand that. But just to let you know, please, obviously, this isn't obviously a short process. It is a little bit of a long process. It will take roughly about 6 to 12 months. But I'm here along the way. I will update you every 4 or 5 weeks. With some sort of update on, how we're tracking towards your claim. And I'll always have some sort of update for yourself.
That's great.
So that near enough puts us to the end of the phone call, but just before it does, I can see here on your case that there is a cooling off period, which expires in 4 days. What that cooling off period is that from when you spoke to my my female colleague, she would have put a cooling off period on your case, and that means that basically we don't start your case until you're ready for us to do so. So we give you 2 weeks to, kind of sit back, have a think about things, whether you want us to go ahead, whether you want to go with somebody else and rip up our agreement. It's entirely up to you. If you're happy today,
I can remove that.
Okay, I'll get that removed for you. And then, obviously, first thing Monday morning, we'll start with your case and get the ball rolling for you. Does that all sound good to you?
That's smashing, aye, that's great.
Okay, and do you have any questions for me at all, Frieda?
No, I think it's fine. Just as long as you're dealing with it and I have no idea, and I'm pretty happy with it.
You do have my number. It should be the 0161 number that's on your mobile at the minute. My name's Aaron.
Well, Aaron, I don't know where I get Billy's name.
Yeah, well, Billy was my female colleague, but yeah, my name's Aaron.
Oh, right, right, sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm part of the investigation team. I'll always be here for I'm Aaron, So, if you've got any questions up until now and when I next call you, anything like that, just always feel free to give me a call and I'm fine with it, okay?
Right, that's great then.
No worries, thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, okay? Right, that's great. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a lovely weekend.
Right, thank you. You too. Right, thank you.
Thank you. I know. Bye.
Right, bye.